Welcome back to a new episode of Open Talk Podcast, a podcast for us. It's me again, Fabio, in English. What? I haven't been here for quite some time. Like, even lately, the uploading schedule of this podcast was interrupted, I would say. It was really difficult to sit down here at my little desk, turn on the microphone and speak into the microphone. I don't know what kind of relationship me and my mic have here, but I can say that at the end of the day, it comes down to letting go, talking about things and just giving things a name and letting it go. And it was so difficult for me in the last couple of weeks to first of all find the time and then find the space to give this to myself. Because the name of this episode kind of gives an idea of what's going on at the moment. I feel like tornado, chaos, fucked upness, emotional roller coaster. I can confidently say that the August that just passed by was a month where I lost a lot of tears. Like, end of July, August, fuck, I cried my eyes out because so many things happened that overwhelmed me so much. And it was so, I mean, it sounds so dumb to say this, but it was really fucking difficult to be Fabio lately. In a way of, how the fuck do I deal with all of this? My life, my business, my relationships, my income, my living situation, the problems that I'm facing. And I'm not just sitting here to say this and complain and say, oh man, it's so difficult. I'm sitting here being like, what the fuck happened in these last couple of weeks? Trying to be okay again. Trying to be calm, trying to be, yeah, the version that kind of went through all of that and is like, hey, I learned from that. I got a lot of lessons. I got insights into emotional traumas, things I'm carrying around with me every single day that were super overwhelming. And today I feel like sitting in front of the microphone and speaking about it, talking about some of these things and oof, just letting go, freeing myself in a way, because this is what this podcast is for me a lot, letting go. And I would love to do that now. And if you want to listen to me doing that, you're more than welcome to do this. Let's roll, let's go, let's start. Where do we even start? I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea if you have these situations sometimes in your life where you sit down with someone for coffee and you haven't seen each other in a long time and you want to share. And the moment you want to share, you're kind of like, yeah, I really don't know where to start because there's so many things that happened and I have no idea how to sum all of that up into something that makes me still sound like a normal human being that is not absolutely crazy. I have no idea if you can relate to this in any kind of way. But this is how I feel right now. Because for, I don't want to say the first time in my life, but it feels quite new to be in a situation where I look back and I'm thinking like, fuck, like what happened? What were all these scenarios that sometimes I can go back to in my memory and be like, oh, what happened there? Why this? Why that? And I feel like there were quite some of these situations lately, which led to not doing the podcast, which led to crying a lot, having beautiful conversations with the close people that I have around me. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I have to say it because it's tattooed on my ribs for, I don't know, 5 years already or something now. It feels like the main summary that I got from my work and holiday stay in New Zealand. And the tattoo says, everything happens for a reason. And sometimes this phrase is really difficult to accept, believe. But when something like this kind of happens that is difficult to wrap their head around or accept, it's often the case that it takes a couple of days or weeks to sink in. And then there's this moment of, ah, that's why. That's the reason for it. That's why it had to happen. Even though it's sometimes super fucked up, there's a reason. Always. And I don't know, things I envisioned, thought about that could happen, might happen in the future, it happened. I've been to fucking prison. I talked about this in the last episode. First time in my life, super fucked up situation. Whoa. Okay. I threw an event where I wanted to launch new t-shirts. Not wanted, where I did. It completely got hit by a thunderstorm and it was a weird, weird event. It was beautiful, but it was fucking strange. Because there was family shit going on that was kind of out of control and yeah, everything kind of went the way that I didn't want it to go, but it went that way. And then I thought, okay, yeah, let's chill. Like the last 2 weeks were crazy. Let's tone it down a bit. But I was so unstable and so unable to deal with myself that I just like started causing problems, like with my like close relationships privately. And it felt like I was just running around trying to be okay instead of taking the time and sitting down. Like right after the event, I was in court for the first time in my life because I'm sued, first time ever, for like 9 months or something already. And we had our court appointment. I was sitting in court, weird situation, in front of a judge and lawyers and, oh man, there's just like things at the moment. From the outside, maybe just listening to me must be so confusing and like, Jesus, man, like, what's going on? You're just speaking in question marks. I'm really just trying to share my brain, my thoughts, the things that are going on inside me. And I didn't choose the tornado just for the sake of it. I really feel like tornado season at the moment. So many things don't make sense anymore. Relationships, belief systems that were there for so long kind of fell apart. And I don't know. It's sometimes so difficult to wrap the head around my own life. And I can definitely say that the route that I chose 3 years ago to say, okay, I just want to be my own boss. I want to build my business, make my own income, be independent, da 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 da. It's a really fucked up road. I can say this. There's so many benefits, beauty, and I would never do anything else than doing what I do right now. But man, it it comes with a bag full of problems. And sometimes it's, how to say this? I mean, I kind of already said it a couple of minutes ago. The problem is really often that instead of sitting down, being quiet and calming down, I stand up and I run around. I run after people, I run after things, I run after money. It's just this, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta be here, I gotta meet them, I gotta talk to this person. This is how my head is a lot. And it really often brings me to points where I'm exhausted, where I'm tired, where I'm sick of everything, where I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, what's even the point of all of this? I'm unhappy and I'm not where I want to be, but I'm still trying to run and still trying to be. And this was kind of the reason why me, my girlfriend, and Daniel, my brother from another mother, decided to leave Berlin behind for a couple of days. The moment I woke up on the court day, a friend of mine texted me a message and was like, hey, do you want to work for the Pangea Festival? Make 90 bucks a day and just work there. You get food and you just have to bring a tent. And when I woke up this morning, I was like, man, this sounds like heaven. I can leave my chaotic, struggling, overwhelming life just aside for a bit. Have someone to tell me what I need to do. I have set like times where I can get food. I have a tent. I have the ocean right in front. Just slow down. This was the idea. So we did that. We had our court appointment. Went okay. And right after that, we all fucked off. We left Berlin. It was just even getting there was that all the trains were on strike and it felt like every day was just chaos. And like, how do I deal with this chaos? What do we do? How? But we made it finally to the Pangea Festival. It was like a pilot project, the only huge festival in Germany this year with 15,000 people. And we were part of it. And in the beginning, I thought, yeah, I'm just going to be a nobody here. Just going to clean some things up, maybe clean dishes. I don't know, take care of rubbish or whatever. I wanted to be a nobody. But on the way in the train, I looked at Daniel and I was like, man, you know what? I've never been in a backstage on a festival with all the artists. I want to get there. I don't know how, but I want to get there. And then we arrived and it was complete chaotic because I had no idea what it takes to organize a festival with 15,000 people. And it was crazy to see that. The festival started on a Thursday and I think we arrived like a week before that. And it was, hey, it was worth the shot. It was a crazy experience. And one of the first people I kind of met arriving there was Fabi. And Fabi took care of the artists. He was in the process of building all the backstages, making sure that they look beautiful. The artists have nice couches, tables, and fridges, and drinks, and everything. And the moment I met him, I kind of knew, okay, this is where I want to be for the next week. Take care of all of that. Build this backstage area. And maybe at the end of it, enjoy the festival in the backstage area as well. And that's why we all kind of started working with Fabi. And it was like, yeah, the perfect team. We found each other. Jonas, another guy, he joined us a couple of days later. And oh man, we worked hard. We got up early in the morning and we worked a lot. And it felt beautiful to just work. To wake up in the morning and just work. Don't think so much. Just do things that you're told to do. For me, this is something that I didn't have in a long, long time because the only person that kind of tells me what to do is me, because there's no boss or any kind of person that tells me what to do. All these things I kind of have to find within myself or steal from other artists or creative people out there, get inspired and then making it my way. And it felt good to kind of have this, I don't know, safety net to fall back on and be a bit like, hey, okay, I don't have to think so much. I don't have to be anyone. Like, I can just follow instructions. And I can honestly say that this is something that I struggle with a lot, following instructions, following authorities. All my life in school, it was difficult for me, and it kind of made university a no-go for me because I just couldn't deal with it. Have someone tell me what to do. Difficult, difficult topic for me. But it was nice to experience this in the festival surrounding environment. And it was a good week, but it was really hectic as well. I thought more of like going there and doing easy work and yet chilling, calming down. But it was not really like that because instead of accepting that I need to chill and need to calm down, I used work as a drug, something that just like kept me going the whole day. I pushed away all my thoughts, all my feelings, and I just worked. I just worked and did things and helped them, and additionally did that as well. And I was exhausted. When the festival started, I was dead. I was tired. But the festival started, and my girlfriend left. She had to go to another festival because she booked this with a friend earlier, and getting her there was like super crazy. But there was this day, it was Friday. The festival was full going, and we kind of finished our work. And then Daniel and me, we went out on the festival grounds, and we just decided to have a good time now. And I gotta say, I had a really, really good time. And as weird as it sounds now, I had one of the most intimate, beautiful, and eye-opening situations while I was in the middle of the crowd. I have no idea how many people were there, maybe 2,000? I don't know. In the middle of these 2,000 people, I was standing high on acid. Whoa, being just with myself, it sounds so weird because there were people around me everywhere. But as soon as Ben Böhmer started playing his set, I closed my eyes. And I would say for 90% of his whole DJ set, I don't know, he played for like 1.5, 2 hours maybe, I had my eyes closed. And this is something I do a lot when I go out partying, that I close my eyes and just dance for myself, with myself. Especially with techno music, this is a beautiful thing to do. And yeah, this Ben Böhmer experience was, it kind of led to a topic that we started talking about recently a lot with Daniel, with Momo, with Irza, with the people that I hang out with a lot here in Berlin. And it's holding your ground. What that means in a way is instead of being the person that just runs around all the time and thinks that has to do this, that, blah, 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 you just stay at one place. And instead of always interacting with life, you kind of let life happen to you. And then you just decide when you want to interact and when not. But you don't have this. Sometimes even I would, it's a bad word, but I want to say disgusting need of being part, needing to do, needing to, well, this feeling of I have to, please. And the moment that I was dancing at this Ben Böhmer set, it kind of hit me and it was like, hey, I don't have to run all the time. I don't have to try to be. I am already. I am here. I am beautiful. I am healthy. I look good. I have ideas. I have creativity. All these things are within me already. And I don't have to run the whole time after whatever that I tell myself that I need to go after. And this was kind of a flipping situation for me. And from that day on, that experience on, I just started playing with it. Instead of running, instead of always being like, I slowed down. And situations that I entered, scenarios that I got to experience, I was the calm person. I sat down and I didn't move for an hour or two or three. And it didn't matter who was in front of me. After the Ben Boomer set, I went back to the backstages and I was surrounded by artists, by hip-hop artists that I admire, musicians that I really look up to. Suddenly they were just sitting next to me, standing in front of me. I was dancing with them on stage, without a t-shirt, in front of 3,000 fucking people, escalating fully. Going back to the backstage, just sitting down, being with me. Even though there was this artist in front of me that I look up to so much, I didn't run after him and was like, hey, I have this brand, I have this podcast, I have these t-shirts, do you want to be part of it? Do you want to do this? Can we make a picture? I just sat down and I tried to be calm. And the thing that I experienced while trying that, doing it, was that suddenly the people came to me. I didn't have to run anymore. I just sat down. And then suddenly all these artists, they just sat down next to me and started talking to me, asked questions. At some stage they got up and left again. And then someone else came and sat down next to me. And I felt like now I can decide more of like, hey, do I want to interact in that or not? And I was not the person running all the time. And I can say this so much. And this definitely is a part of this tornado picture. I am this tornado. It's not that life is so unfair and crazy to me and challenges me so much. It's me. This tornado, it starts within me. And then it just goes out and is like... And this is the thing that's, I think, so difficult to accept as well. To be like, hey, yeah, this is my tornado. It's not something that was just caused by nature and happened to me. This tornado is me. I am destroying and creating chaos because I am chaotic. My mind... Like, sometimes I'm thinking, hey, if someone could look into my head, they would send me to a fucking asylum immediately. Because just the way my brain sometimes works, and especially works against me, because it's... I feel like I'm so toxic towards myself. The language that I use, the negativity that I put towards myself, the perfectionism, the... Especially the pressure that I put myself under. It's, it's fucked up. It really is fucked up. And I'm just slowly, slowly starting to realize this. And I gotta say that my girlfriend plays a huge role in this because she's an observer that is not there to criticize me, to judge me, to hate on me, or tell me what I have to do different, to correct me. She's there because she loves me. And she just looks at me, observes me. And the way she helps me see myself, insane. Insane deal breaker. The amounts of times I tried to push her out of my life because I couldn't deal with it. Because I couldn't deal with someone being honest. Like yesterday, we had this beautiful, beautiful dinner together and I told her that I'm really starting to notice that I don't blame her anymore. Because this is something that I was so used to. As soon as I couldn't deal with myself, I looked for the first person that was around me, close to me, my flatmates, my family, my girlfriend, and I tried to push them away because I thought, it's them. It's them who are toxic to me. Instead of seeing, man, I am the person that's causing all of that. And I feel like this is where I want to go with this episode, to be like, hey, we are all responsible. It's so common these days to push away responsibility because of the internet, because of all this shit talking. It got so easy to find someone to blame everywhere, in all these situations. It's this or it's that, it's them. They are causing the climate change and they are making everyone sick and whatever it is, all these problems out there in the world. I feel like it got so normal to just like push it away and give the fault to someone else. I don't have anything to do with it. And I find it so crazy how often I do this and how often I want to blame someone around me instead of starting with myself. Instead of starting with, hey man, this is not cool or that's not cool. But hey, where does it come from? Where does it start? Why does it hurt you? Why is it not okay? I can feel that I'm living my life so much in the outside world, which is, I can really feel how I'm like trying to breathe or something. It's difficult for me to do this episode here right now. I have goosebumps at the moment and I'm showing a lot. I'm showing myself to the world with this episode. It doesn't matter how many people listen to this. If anyone cares, I just know that I'm showing something. And maybe in a couple of months, I look back on this episode and I would be like, hey man, like, you had no idea. What did you say there? But for now, this feels huge to me, to just say the words that I'm saying at the moment, trying to be real, to be honest, to speak out of love and compassion. And that's really difficult. I gotta say. And now I kind of lost my point. Guys, it's a hell of a ride. I'm looking back on like 3 years of trying to make it. And I can really say that I had no idea how much would come with it. How much effort it would take to be successful. Whatever that means, I still have no idea what being successful means. But going out there and saying like, hey, I want to find it out. I want to just go for it. It's a lot. And I still catch myself having situations where I think, how? How do I do it? I feel like there's so many problems. This is, on the other hand side, it's something beautiful because I feel like I'm just becoming better dealing with problems, with difficult situations. And by doing this, there's a calmness coming. Because I'm taking responsibility. I'm at least trying to. And I can really, really say this, that I'm trying to take responsibility, even though it sometimes doesn't look like it. Sometimes I still want to push it away and be like, nah, this one is not on me. But I'm really, really trying to take responsibility. And if there's one thing that I can, I don't know, put as a takeaway from this episode, please, let's take responsibility for our actions. Because sometimes we have no idea how much harm we create out there in this world. How much we hurt other people by just being unaware of how we are being, what we are saying, what we are doing. And there's so much beauty in being responsible. It sounds so adult and boring, like who wants to be responsible, like fuck responsibility. But there lays so much beauty in that. And I'm just starting to figure that out. Being responsible for yourself, for your actions, for the things that you say. and make this autopilot go away. Because there's so much that we don't even influence, but we still do on a daily basis. We just got so used to being this person that does exactly that, interacts like that, and we are not even aware of it. And I know that awareness is a word that gets thrown through the dust and dirt like everywhere because everybody uses it these days, but there's so much beauty in being aware, in actually being there. And this is something I struggle with as well, actually being there, not just physically with my body sitting there, like really being there, not lost in my own head, being three dimensions like further in the universe or wherever I shoot my head. Like be there in this moment, in this situation. And then see what is the world around me right now. And when it's unfair and angry, like why is it unfair and angry? Is it because it's me who is unfair and angry right now? Is it really just happening to me or is it maybe coming out of me? Because we all, and I can say this for sure, it's definitely like hypothetical, but I can say this for sure, that we all have the power to change things out there. We all. And this has nothing to do with being talented, being rich, being smart, being stupid, being pretty, being ugly, being thin, being fat. It doesn't matter. We all have the power within us to change things, to influence things. And I feel like the first step of that is getting aware of how much power we even have. We give so much of that power away all the time because we give credit to other people. Say, this happened to me and they did that, but we are doing so much every single day, but we don't even notice. And even if it's toxic what we do, even if it's unhealthy and unproductive, we still do every single day. And I feel if we use all of this, what we have, just in a healthy way, not towards other people, towards us in the first place. Man, there's so much beauty waiting for us out there. Now, immediately, I feel like I'm kind of done and immediately I start judging of like, what the fuck did you say? Was this okay? Was this bad? Was this, did you sound smart? Did you just like talk shit for like half an hour? This is my head. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Fabio. I have the last couple of days in my 24th year of being on this planet. And I can say it was the weirdest and most fucked up year I've ever had. I'm really looking forward to my 25th birthday. And I'm saying this for the first time in a long, 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 long time. I'm looking forward to being 25 and leaving all of what happened in the last year in my life behind in a way. And yeah, sounds weird, but growing up. Yeah, I will just stop here right now and put a dot at the end of the sentence. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for being part of all of this here. It means a lot. And if you feel like listening to me in the next episode again, I'm more than happy to welcome you. I don't know when it will go live. It will be more like a schedule of an episode needs to come out, then it will come out, and then it will go online, and not on a weekly basis anymore. But because I can feel how this is a little prison that I'm building myself, and I don't want to build prisons. That's why just stay tuned on Instagram or put like notifications in the podcast app that you use, and you will know when the next episode is live. And now I would just say that I'm out. I will send you, not I will, I am sending you a huge, huge hug wherever you are right now, wherever you're listening to this episode. And we will hear each other again soon. That's it from me for today. I'm out.